Well, the Symphony Musicians of Richmond are putting on their annual Music Unites concert coming up this Tuesday at St. Michael Catholic Church at 7 o'clock, and they're featuring Beethoven's Fifth Symphony. What a great concert to hear. I've got two members of the Symphony Musicians of Richmond here in the studio, Aaron Lano, horn player, and Zachary Giles, principal trombonist. Thank you for stopping by to talk a little bit about this concert.
Thanks so much for having us, Mike.
Thank you.
First of all, let's just review what the Symphony Musicians of Richmond provide. You're all members of the Richmond Symphony.
Yes, yes. So we're an organization of symphony musicians, and each year we like to use our skills, really, to give back to the community and to connect with the community. And so that's really how this concert was born. This is going to be our fifth year of doing this performance.
And I know I still remember talking to Benjamin Zander, who was here, I believe, the first year. This year, you always bring in a guest conductor, and this year it is Lawrence Lowe. How did you come about Maestro Lowe?
Well, our principal bassoonist, Tom Schneider, who is a big part of organizing this concert, has a relationship with Lawrence Lowe. I think he actually was his youth orchestra director, and he is now the music director of the West Virginia Symphony and Symphoria, which is located in Syracuse, New York. And we're so thankful that he is willing to come down here and work with us and help present this concert for the community.
And this does benefit the United Way, correct? And it's technically a free concert, but you're taking donations.
Yes, absolutely. It's a free concert. This is kind of our gift to the community and to the United Way at the same time. We've been in partnership with the United Way, as I say, for 5 years. And so they come and collect donations for their good work.
Aaron, I do want to talk to you for a moment because you are a native Richmonder, and it's really neat to be able to perform with your hometown symphony, isn't it?
It's incredible. The Richmond Symphony is the first orchestra I ever heard live. I used to go to their concerts all the time as a kid. I played in the youth orchestra. I did side-by-side work with them. So it's really an incredible treat to be able to play full-time with this group of musicians.
And so all of you have kind of come together to put this on your own time, which is fabulous. How do you come up with a repertoire for these concerts?
Well, each year we try to come up with a particular theme that will tie things together. And this year the theme is what makes a classic. And so, of course, Beethoven 5 is the classic. And there's also a lot of, sort of playing with numbers and whatnot, because this is our fifth year of doing this performance, and so going to the Fifth Symphony, there's sort of a lot of things that tied it together.
Well, and I like the fact that you're doing it at St. Michael Catholic Church. Of course, the Richmond Symphony, when they were without their home at the Carpenter Theater for a few years, had to play in the local churches. And I say had to play only because it's not ideal for a major symphony orchestra to be playing in a church, but it's nice to be able to create this different atmosphere for concert goers. It's more of a chamber type atmosphere, but tell us a little bit about what people can expect when they go into the church. This is actually in the round.
Yes, the church is actually the seating can extend all the way around the orchestra. It's a wonderful venue for our concert in particular, because we really want to be connecting with the audience on a more personal level in this case. So there's no such thing as a bad seat in the house, because you'll never be more than 50 feet from a musician. And of course, I'm sure the symphony was very appreciative to use it when they didn't have a home, although for a full orchestra, I think the stage is probably a little preferable.
I think I heard Bruckner in one of those concerts in the church, and it was like a little bit overwhelming. The poor string players couldn't be heard over the brass.
So. Wow.
But let's talk a little bit about Beethoven 5, because I have pulled some excerpts, some of the movements from Beethoven 5 performed by the San Francisco Symphony with Michael Tilson Thomas. By the way, we're going to hear some of that. But what I was really intrigued to know was the fact that you told me, Zach, off the air, that this was the first time the trombones were actually used in a symphony.
Yes, this is a very momentous work, being a trombonist. Of course, trombones had been used in all different kinds of music prior to being used in the symphony, in Mozart masses, in Haydn's Creation, in all kinds of religious works, mostly as a vocal voice. And this is the first time that it really picked up a role as an orchestral instrument in a proper symphony. And of course, in classic Beethoven fashion, he didn't make it easy on us. We have to first sit on stage for about 30 minutes, let our horns get nice and chilly, and then come in on a fairly difficult entrance. So there's always a little bit of extra attention that we pay when Beethoven 5 comes along.
Your colleague Aaron is here, and I know from playing in symphony orchestras, being a clarinetist, I mean, we have our own challenges performing with certain entrances. Doesn't every instrument at some point have their entrances that they always worry about? But the horns always seem to have these hard entrances, especially in Mozart, these really high notes that you always have to play.
Absolutely. Fortunately, in Beethoven's Fifth, the notes aren't too high, but there are some very tricky exposed entrances. We have a very exposed entrance a little ways into the first movement with the fate motif. And then also in the third movement, the strings are going along. It's very quiet, and the horns come in again with that. It's the same as the opening of the first movement. You've got the three short notes and the long note. It's the motif that everyone recognizes from Beethoven's Fifth. So the horns are very exposed in this piece.
I think a lot of concertgoers, you know, they're used to hearing popular pieces like Beethoven 5, and they take it for granted how great it sounds, but how hard it is to actually perform some of these works sometimes.
It is, and it's such a classic piece. I think we all assume that we know it, and when you really get into preparing the part again, it's very challenging.
And doesn't that make it that extra hard that people actually know what it's supposed to sound like? You play a modern work, and people don't always know what it's supposed to sound like. So if you make a mistake, sometimes it fits right in, doesn't it?
Right. Yeah. Sometimes you can hide a little bit, and if the audience doesn't know, we won't tell them.
Beethoven 5, you can't get away with that. So let's play a couple of excerpts. What would you like to focus on here? To maybe the beginning of the work, first of all, which of course is what everybody knows. Let's talk a little bit about this opening motive and how Beethoven uses it.
Well, the opening theme, though, bum 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 bum. We have the three short notes and the one long note, and that is something that ties the entire piece together. Aaron referred to it as the fate theme.
Yep.
It's inescapable. It's ever present. What's so fascinating about this symphony is the way that he uses it in so many different contexts and how it evolves over the course of the movements. It goes from this very dark moment to a very searching, uncertain, just exploration, and then culminates in the finale. Truly a transformation.
I think as many times as I have listened to Beethoven's Fifth, I hear that motive one extra time every single time I listen to it. You know, you find it just in this little piece that's hidden.
Yes.
Underneath all of this other texture.
Oh, the layers are incredible.
Yeah. All right. So here's a little bit of the opening movement of Beethoven's Fifth. Again, this is the San Francisco Symphony with Michael Tilson Thomas conducting. There it is again, those four notes. So we've heard a little bit of the first movement, and Zach, you wanted to tie together the first movement and the last movement a little bit. Tell me exactly why.
Well, it's a bit of a, it's kind of a thriller, mystery, storytelling experience going through the whole symphony. I mean, you can just feel the angst and the darkness in that first movement. And it's always shocking to me, because of course, if you listen to a CD and each movement is tracked, if you just start the fourth movement, you'd never guess that it came from the first movement in any way. And so for me, what's most exciting about listening to a full performance, especially a live full performance, is taking that journey from the opening all the way through the symphony and then arriving at this final moment. And so I kind of want to just give everyone a little taste of the finale, so that perhaps you'll have the bug to want to hear how it gets there.
So hold on to your ears here, because I'm starting right at the beginning of the final movement of Beethoven's Fifth. You really can't go wrong with Beethoven's Fifth. You can hear the Symphony Musicians of Richmond performing with Lawrence Lowe at St. Michael Catholic Church Tuesday evening. That is May 29th at 7 p.m. Zachary Giles and Aaron Lano here in the studio with me, trombone and horn from the Richmond Symphony. And there is a reception and a meet and greet with musicians after the concert.
There is. We hope to see you all there to join us for some classic desserts. We're thinking apple and cherry pie with some ice cream. We'd love to meet everybody and see you up close in our audience.
You've really planned this thing out well, haven't you?
We have.
So this is really a wonderful experience to experience the symphony on a different level, you know, in a different atmosphere, kind of a chamber atmosphere, again, Tuesday evening. Zachary and Aaron, thank you so much for stopping by, and I wish you the best of luck with this concert and everything else you're doing. Do come back and see us again.
Thank you very much. We look forward to seeing you again soon.
Thank you, Mike.